MSU was given a mummy from Bolivia in 1890, now the university is returning it. East Lansing, the remains of a girl who researchers believe died in what now is Bolivia, roughly 2 decades before Christopher Columbus first crossed the Atlantic Ocean or heading back to the homeland. Michigan State University Board of Trustees voted unanimously on Friday to give up ownership of the 500-year-old remains in order to allow for their return. The girl is believed to have been part of the Aymara ethnic group, an indigenous people from the Andes who at the time of her death were under the jurisdiction of the Inca Empire. She was roughly 8 years old when she died. "We're just thrilled that this is happening," said Mark Osland, a director of the MSU Museum. "It's the ethical thing to do, and it's consistent with the United Nations Treaty on the Rights of Indigenous People." The mummified remains were donated to the university in 1890 by Fenton McCready, whose father William was the United States Consul to Chile. The body was displayed at the museum with accompanying relics until the early 1970s, said William Lovis, curator emeritus of anthropology, who led the efforts to return the mummy. "She was a very popular exhibit at the time," he said. The display was even featured on the MSU Museum postcard, but with increasing sensitivities to the display of human remains, the exhibit was dismantled and the mummy spent the next 40 years being shuffled between secure storage areas of MSU. "No one has done any research on the remains for decades," Lovis said, and his efforts to drum up interest in doing research came to naught. "About 3 years ago, I came to the conclusion that if nobody was going to do anything work with her, the artifacts of the human remains, and if we were not going to display the human remains, it would be better served to return them to Bolivia," he said. The girl was buried in a stone tomb known as a cholpa, accompanied by leather sandals, a sling, a gourd full of small pebbles, and a bag of corn, fruit, and beans. Corn found in one of her bags was radiocarbon dated to roughly 1470. MSU hasn't done any destructive analysis on the remains themselves. Academics in Bolivia plan to study the mummy further, especially with regard to the physical conditions of the body and the object she was buried with, said David Trigger, head of the National Museum of Archaeology of Bolivia. "I don't often encounter an artifact with this much richness," Trigger said, speaking in Spanish. But he also said, "With a patrimonial object like this, it's important that it's accessible to the public in some way. And the Archaeology Museum is planning to public exhibition of the remains in 2019. The remains will be taken from East Lansing in the Bolivian Embassy to Washington, D.C., en route to the National Museum of Archaeology in La Paz, Bolivia. Because it's such a precious object, we can't put it in a car or fly it," Oslander said. "We have to go with a special company, the kind of people you use to transport the Mona Lisa, to get it there safely. The university is expected to pay the cost of transporting the remains to the Bolivian Embassy in Washington, D.C. The purpose of a museum isn't just to grab and hold," Oslander said. "We want to be more ethical, and in partnership with friends around the world, we want ancestors to go home where they are supposed to be." Beyond the museum designation at MSU Museum, Ascension 943, the remains aren't named. "They may change once they have returned to the government of Bolivia," Oslander said.